Chapter 5 Finding the Amazon River. Jane, Kathy and Brunt followed John in the direction of the Amazon River and left the village far behind them.
"Are you sure this is the right way?" Brunt asked John for the 10th time.
"How many times do I have to tell you that it is?"
John replied impatiently. "Can we stop to rest?" said Kathy, sitting down next to a big rock. "We've been walking for such a long time."
"That's a great idea," agreed Jane. "I'm so tired."
She looked up into the trees.
"I can't believe it. It's actually stopped raining."
She moved her wet head from side to side and watched the rainwater flying in every direction.
"Oh no,"
she screamed as a hairy spider, which had been hiding in her hair, ran across her back, jumped off, and ran to hide under a bush.
"It looks like you had a travelling companion," smiled Brunt.
"I can't stand this place much longer," Jane protested.
"Don't worry, I'm sure we'll get to the river soon," said John, trying to encourage her. "Here, why don't you have some food?"
He gave everybody a small portion and then sat down beside Kathy, putting his hand on her arm. A sound in the distance interrupted their meal.
"What was that?"
asked Kathy nervously.
"I don't know, but we'll soon find out," replied John, standing up quickly. "It sounds like it's coming from somewhere over there," he said, pointing into the jungle.
The group walked in the direction of the sound. As they got close, the sound became very loud. Soon they came to a part of the jungle where the trees had been demolished. Some men were putting chains around them and pulling them, one after the other, onto lorries. This was the sound that they'd heard.
"The lorries transport the trees that have been cut down," said John. "That means the river can't be too far away. The men use the river to get the trees to the place where they are processed."
"Those trees have been growing here for hundreds of years," said Kathy, looking sadly at the tall trees lying on their sides. "It's terrible that people are just destroying them."
"You're right," agreed Jane. "So many trees are being demolished in the rainforest that soon there won't be any left. No trees means no oxygen. A lot of the world's oxygen comes from plants and trees in the Amazon rainforest."
Brunt looked at Jane indifferently and walked towards the lorries. He called to one of the men working there.
"Hey, you!"
The man turned round, surprised to see Brunt and the others.
"Where did you come from?"
asked the man. John tried to explain about the plane crash and how they were trying to find their way to the Amazon River. He wasn't sure if the man understood his English.
"The river is 10 kilometers from here," said the man, pointing west. "It's a 3-hour walk. Wait till tomorrow morning and we'll take you there."
"Thanks, but we'll walk. We want to get there as quickly as possible," John replied.
"We've already walked from the plane to here. A bit further won't kill us," said Kathy, suddenly feeling more energetic.
"I'm going to wait for the men," Brunt told John. "I'll see you at the river."
"Do as you like," said John. "But there is the possibility that you'll never find us. I don't need to tell you that the Amazon River is the second longest river in the world."
Brunt thought for a minute.
"Okay, I'll go with you," he said, not showing much enthusiasm.
They thanked the man for offering to take them and began their journey to the river. It was a very difficult journey. Everywhere,
Leeches attach themselves to everybody's arms and legs. Tarantulas hung in front of their faces, and snakes hung from branches. Somewhere in the distance, a wild animal called out, and monkeys screamed in the trees above.
"Not another leech," said Kathy, pulling a large leech from her leg and throwing it as far as she could.
The group had been walking for hours. Jane suddenly stopped to look at a large leaf in front of her. Some rainwater had fallen onto it, and Jane stood under the leaf, pouring the water over her head.
"Oh, that feels good," she thought. "In future, I'll appreciate my shower at home."
She turned to Kathy. "That man we met said it would take us 3 hours to reach the river. We've been walking for 4 hours, and there's no sign of it," she commented. They had finished the food that the old woman had given John, and were now feeling quite hungry. They recognized most of the fruits that grew in the rainforest from home: mangoes, oranges, lemons, and many others.
"Isn't it fantastic?" said Jane. "Just look at all this fruit. You never have to worry about food here."
"If it weren't for the leeches, snakes, spiders, and wild animals, it would be like paradise here," said Kathy, taking an orange from a tree.
"I'm sure it is paradise to some people," smiled John.
"We're not on a picnic, you know,"
Brunt commented sarcastically.
"You seem to have forgotten that we're lost in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. Come on, let's move."
"For once, I think you're right, Brunt," agreed Jane, smiling secretly at Kathy.
"Okay, everyone, let's go," said John.
The group walked in silence, wondering when they would reach their destination. Then, in the distance, Jane saw something. She started to run towards it.
"It's the river," she shouted to the others. "Look in between those trees over there. Can't you see it?"
"Finally,"
shouted Brunt, and ran after her.
"Come on," John said to Kathy. "This is what we've been waiting for."
"I can't believe we've found it," said Kathy excitedly, smiling at him.
"Don't get too excited, Kathy," John told her with a smile. "We've still got to get home."
"One step at a time," smiled Kathy. "Come on, let's see who gets there first."
And she ran quickly towards the river.